Dyersburg FFA member makes Tennessee FFA history. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Berniston. It's not very often that someone gets to meet the President of the United States, but even less often is when that meeting happens within the walls of the White House. That's exactly what Mariana McClure of the Dyersburg FFA chapter got to do.
It was such a great honor, and it's something that I never dreamed that I would be able to achieve. So when that email came from the White House, I was pretty excited. Being able to stand in the state dining room at the White House on George Washington's rug and present something that I'm so passionate about to the President of the United States was such a great honor and something that I'll never forget.
McClure won the National FFA Agri-Science Fair last year during the National FFA Convention back in October, the first from Tennessee to ever do so. And out of all the winners, she was selected to compete in the President's Science Fair with her project based on her supervised agricultural experience program.
It's a combination of agriculture sales, especially animal production and animal systems research, where on my family hobby farm, we raise, breed, and sell natural color and white Cotswold sheep, as well as other fiber animals, and we sell their fiber as well as breeding stock. And the agriculture research part comes into play when I've researched the genetics of the natural color and white Cotswold sheep to try to breed for more natural colors.
McClure said that experience is one she will always treasure. And recently at the Tennessee State FFA Convention, Mariana was announced as the 2012-2013 West Tennessee State Vice President, another goal she had set for herself.
As a state officer, I want to be able to have a more personal connection with the members across the state of Tennessee. And as for the team, I hope that we can just be the best that we can be to serve the organization. We're talking about taking on a community service project, and I think that's a great part of what the FFA is, and I'm really looking forward to spending the year with such a great team.
And the future is bright with leaders like that in agriculture. Join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.